There's a famous Rambam in the 8th parak of Yesodei HaTorah that the Rambam explains how the Klal Yisrael knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was the true Novi Hashem. He says it wasn't through the miracles that he did, because it still could be some hiruro machshova after he does a miracle. Maybe he had some kishuv, maybe some trick, some sleight of the hand, something that he did. And it seems one of the examples he gives is even Kriyas Yamsuf. It's Kriyas Yamsuf. He split the yam because they had to go through, but not to show that he was a Novi. That what did solidify this emuna in Moshe Rabbeinu as a Novi Hashem, but Maimon Har Sinai, because Maimon Har Sinai is something that she'enenu ro v'lo yizor v'ozenenu shomu v'lo yacher deho de koiles lapidim deyhora Hashem speak them ponim el ponim and Moshe Moshe leichem orlem kach v'kach, and Memela, that's how they knew that Moshe Rabbeinu is the true Novi Hashem. And he explains later that this is, even though, it doesn't say, but even though it says, V'yaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdoi, which means that they believed in Moshe Rabbeinu as the Novi Hashem after the Yamsuf, but an absolute belief, which was going to remain, and it ain achareo hiru machshova, and even later on he says, if somebody would come and contradict it, that it would not be shaken, that was only when they heard themselves, enenu ro, ve'oznenu shomu, and they heard Hashem speaking directly to him, and that was what was an emuna shi'a medes lo'ad. That was the total conviction that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one, and the one and only, but was the true Novi Hashem without any room for any contradiction whatsoever. Okay, so the Sipurnu explains this a little bit more, and he says something interesting. He says on the posuk, first says, "Avanon afal pisha kol nevu oiso shel Moshe me'eis matn teira v'holo hoyu baspaklaria hameiro." Like it says, "Usmunas Hashem yabit," but he says, "Mikol mokum nevu oiso zois hoyso ba'avanon." Exactly what that means. It sounds like "avanon" was something that's made even. I'm not sure whether it's more than that or. But we'll see in a moment. Ba'avur yishmon bedabri imoch gam bochayaminu loylam. That Hashem says, I'm going to speak to you ba'ave onon, in order that they hear that I'm speaking directly to you, and based on that, they will be able to believe that you're the Novi Hashem forever. There'll be no hiru or machshova, no one will ever be able to contradict. If anybody ever claims that he's a Novi, that it will not be credible because of the fact that we heard directly Hashem speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says, "Yaminu efshorus nevu oscho shetiye ponim el ponim." They will believe the possibility of the level of nevuah that you have, which is ponim el ponim, face to face. Kaviyochol keilu Kodesh Baruch has no face, but it's mamish in the most direct and close direct contact that's possible. Ki omnom. Because they will also experience, I will speak with them in a sort of ponim beponim way, in a most direct way, without a chaloim. Otherwise it was in a chaloim or some type of a less than fully conscious experience. Ponim beponim dibra Hashem imochem. Hashem actually spoke with you ponim beponim. V'hu heyoy so'oda misnabe be'oida mishtamish b'chushov. This means, ponim b'ponim, that he's having nevuah when he's fully aware of his senses. He said, "V'zeh choshvu limnimna." They thought, this is impossible. It's not shayich, nevuah from Hashem, when a person should be fully aware of his senses. He sees and he hears, and everything is alive and alert and well, and he's communicating with Hashem. They thought that was impossible. Ato yaminu gam b'chosh etiyah nevuoscha b'yifin zeh. Because they experienced this, they will now believe that you also have the nevuah, this type of ponim el ponim nevuah. Ke omru, v'dibra Hashem el Moshe ponim el ponim. V'lochein omru hayoyim hazeh ro'inu ki yodavir elokim es ha'odom. Today we saw that Hashem speaks on this level with the Odom, v'choy, and lives. Ki omnom lo'hoyo sofek etzlom alev shoros ha'nevuah. They had no sofek that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Novi, that he had nevuah. That was not the problem. They knew that the Ovis, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, they had nevuah. They did many nevuas. Avalo hoyso nevuas shum novi adheno kimamar e ubachaloim. There was a vision. There was a dream. That wasn't through the alert and awareness and awakeness of all the chushim that they mamish speaking as if you speak to another person, ponim el ponim. That they couldn't imagine. Kimoy shabir hu yisborch b'omro b'amera elov esvada b'chaloim adarbeboy. That idea, b'mare b'chaloim, not with the chushim. Omnom b'nevuas Moshe b'oidu mishtamish b'chushov hu yisofik etzlam. That was a suffix by them, that Moshe Rabbeinu should be mishtamish, that he should be able to communicate with Hashem, with his chushim, with his sight, with his hearing, with his in an awakened state, not in a chaloyim, and not in a some type of a vision. There was a suffix that could even be. Unless they had the experience themselves, unless they were able to experience that themselves, they couldn't imagine that Moshe Rabbeinu could have such a nevuah. Adheno, until now. And with this, they believed in the ultimate truth of Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah, because they too experienced this ponim el ponim, so now they could imagine that Moshe Rabbeinu also had ponim el ponim, the most direct and fully alert and aware and awakened contact. Because no Novi could speak against them, because no Novi will ever be able to reach this level of ponim el ponim. So I just thought there's something very interesting over here. They knew Moshe Rabbeinu was a Novi. They knew there was such a thing as nevuah. They saw in Mitzrayim, they saw the nevuah, they saw the prediction, they saw the prediction of the beginning, the prediction of the end. It was very clear to them. Everything they saw, and yet vayaminu b'Hashem of Moshe Avdoi, that they believed in Hashem and in Moshe on the Yamsuf, they knew Moshe Rabbeinu was a Novi. They had a problem, and the problem was that they couldn't imagine ponim el ponim. How could it be ponim el ponim? It's not shayach. This is something that our mind can't grip. I can't. How could it be such a thing? And memela, because of that, they couldn't believe that this Novi, Moshe Rabbeinu, who Hashem spoke to, who predicted the makas, the beginning and the end, who had this powerful yachas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, conversation, like the Ovis had, like over Aaron. I mean, this it was a reality. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, hey, this is yeah, I speak directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not shayach. I can't conceptualize it. It's beyond me. And if it's beyond them, they couldn't accept that even from the Moshe Rabbeinu, even from the Novi Moshe Rabbeinu, even from one who had nevuah, albeit in a chaloyim in their minds, albeit in some type of a vision, but it's not shayach because I cannot comprehend it. And the only way that I can accept that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to have such a nevuah was if I experienced such a thing myself. And other than that, I'm not able to imagine such a thing. I can't believe it. Moshe Rabbeinu, with all his godless, with all his powers of nevuah, with everything that he proved himself, but this is just beyond me because I can't imagine it, and I need to experience it myself in order to be able to accept the fact without a suffix that Moshe Rabbeinu had this level. And if not, then Teiras Moshe wouldn't have been secure. And it would be like the Rambam says, Yesh Oleh Hiru Machshova, and others could have come and shaken that nevuah, and shaken that emunah in Moshe Rabbeinu. But it's only because I experienced it myself, and I know such a thing can exist, and I experienced such a thing existing, now I can believe that Moshe Rabbeinu had this ability, and therefore his nevuah becomes the foundation, and it's the most secure thing, because no one else will ever be able to stand up against it with any type of, a similar type of nevuah. So it struck me something that's a very important lesson for us today. You know, sometimes we have trouble with people. We say, why are they having such problems with basic emunah? Why they have so many sfeikus? And you tell them and you bang it into their brain and you repeat it again and again and again and again, and It doesn't seem to get through. It seems that there are certain concepts. Now, this is certainly a very sophisticated concept, but the alternative path was also very powerful, and that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Novi, on the level that they knew, that it comes and tells them, no, you know, my nevuah was peel peel daber boy, whatever it's lifnei, what's the posuk says, ponim el ponim dibur Hashem, and I can't hear it. I can't even accept the authority of Moshe Rabbeinu to tell me that unless I see it myself, unless I experienced it myself. So we have to recognize that today a lot of people have problems. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that they haven't experienced it. We have to understand where we come from in order to realize how we have to go beyond it. And it's not enough just to, you know, come on, you're just hacking a China. What are you talking about? Who are you fooling? What are you, you know? It's serious. People have difficulty believing difficult things that they haven't experienced. We have this, you know, talk about Ashkocha Protis, and you tell stories, Givald, look what happens in Shaykh, and a person says to you, I never experienced that. Well, you know, probably he did, didn't realize it, but if he doesn't feel he experienced it, he might not be able to relate to that. I can't relate to that. I know such a thing as Teva. I know such a thing as coincidence. I know such a thing as accidents. I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean you don't know what I'm talking about? I made it very clear. But I hear you, and I believe you. I believe you that these happened. But I didn't experience it myself. And if I didn't experience it myself, there are certain concepts, maybe the more difficult concepts, which they are exactly, I don't know, but there are concepts that we can't necessarily expect people to accept, even on good authority, even believing that these things happen, unless they actually experience it themselves. So therefore, it's very important to understand in the world of chinuch, in the world of children, raising children, in our own world too, that we have to give people the opportunity to experience things themselves. Otherwise, there are going to be areas, there are going to be blockages, which because they haven't experienced it, it's going to be too difficult. On difficult concepts, it'll be too difficult for them to relate to. I just thought it's an important lesson in dealing with people, in hashpo on people, that we have to give a lot more credence to the fact that people are sometimes unable to deal with something that they haven't actually experienced themselves.